Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, obviously not the way we wanted the season to go. I think kind of dug ourselves a hole early on in the season and tried to climb our way out of it. I think the second half of the season we kind of found a game, but I don't want to say it was too late at that point, but definitely made it more challenging on ourselves. I think this is obviously the second year now that we've found ourselves in this spot where we're playing important games down the stretch, and you know, the games as you go along the season get harder and harder, and teams are, you know, they've got experience and they know how to close out wins, and that's something that we got to take from, you know, these past 2 years and learn from. If we don't, then we're not going to make any progress. But I think our group's learned a lot. I know people are getting sick and tired of hearing that, and we're getting sick and tired of saying it. But the fact of the matter is, we have a young team. We got a lot of things to learn, and I think these losses obviously sting, but you take something from them, and you take something from this season. I think the biggest takeaway is the fact that you know, at times throughout the season, a lot of people or outside noise counted us out, and we may have let that get to us a little bit and mess with our head. And I think we just got to block out that noise. I think, you know, we find ourselves even with seven games remaining, where we still got a chance. So I think for me, looking at it as a whole, I think we, moving forward, just got to have a short memory. Just got to turn the page after a loss. We can't let things carry over into the next game, next week. I think that's what you see good teams do. They you know, they turn the page and they move on. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to do that, but that's something we got to learn how to do.
Tate, you only got five loser points this year, and tonight was another example of you're right there, but you just couldn't get that goal to get yourself to overtime to get those points where maybe other teams ahead of you were able to do that. Has that been one of the bigger problems too?
I think, yeah, game management. You know, you see a lot of teams that we have more regulation wins than, but they find ways to get points. They get to overtime, and, you know, that's important. I think we've had a lot of games where we've been right there and we kind of just let them slip or don't find a way to just get it into overtime. And, you know, those points matter down the road, and I think you see that a lot of teams, you know, they find ways just to get points. And to me, I think that just comes down to game management and puck management. You know, we want to be a team that plays fast and creates offense, and obviously need to clean up the defense a little bit, which I thought we did a lot better this year. But I think obviously we still got a lot of young guys that want to make plays and show skill, which is something we don't want to take away from our game. But there's a time and place to do it. And I think that's kind of something we're figuring out right now. And you see when teams have leads, they buckle down and they just put pucks in and make teams go back and get in. And that's exhausting. I mean, that they did it to us tonight. And, you know, for 60 minutes, that wears on you and makes it a lot tougher. And that's something that we got to implement into our game and just be more consistent at it. There's times this season we did a really good job at it. And, you know, obviously a lot of games where we didn't. So it's just that consistency.
How important is it to keep perspective? I mean, it's not like you guys were out of it in January. You know, like your first year in Buffalo, it ended a lot sooner. You guys are obviously pushing and you're very close. It's just that margin for error.
Exactly, yeah. We're right there, right on the cusp. It sucks that we keep saying that, but that's the truth. And I think the guys in the room know it, and there is that belief. And it's just, like I said, blocking out the negativity and just focusing on positive things that we can – you know, that we've done good this year, trying to build on that and things that we need to improve on. And I think that's the biggest thing for me is just consistency. Doing it every single night, every single period, every single shift, a lot easier said than done, as we've obviously realized. And it's a tough league, and, you know, especially our division is very tough. So the margin for error, like you said, is very small. So it's just learning from that and taking those experiences and moving forward, and that's how you grow and learn. So
you could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.